Science Me Now, 9th of April 2018. Three weekend heart disease shockers. Today in the news, some countries are blaming each other for dropping bombs on Syria. The Syrians don't really care who's doing it, they just want the bombs to stop, please. Meanwhile, some British royals are still expecting a child sometime this year, which is important because something something empire something. And Australia is beating the running shoes and budgie smugglers off every other country in the Commonwealth Games in Australia, which surprises no one. But turn off the TV, chuck the newspaper in the recycling and toss the iPad in the fire. Here's three science stories from the weekend, all of them from research presented at the American Heart Association's recent meeting on quality of care in Arlington, Virginia. And all of them, coincidentally, straight from the Department of Surprising No One at All. First, depression negatively impacts heart and stroke patients. If you're a cardiovascular patient and you're depressed, you're likely to have a worse time, according to researchers at Baptist Health, South Florida. Depressed heart patients and those at high risk of depression use more healthcare resources, have higher health costs, and perceive their health to be worse than patients without depression, which depression sufferers probably could have told them for free at the outset. Second, study found people would rather pop a pill or sip tea than exercise to treat high blood pressure. Around 1,400 adults in the US were surveyed about hypothetical treatments for high blood pressure that could, hypothetically, increase their lifespan by a month, a year, or 5 years. The treatments were drinking a cup of tea each day, taking a pill, having an injection several times a year, or exercising. Staggeringly, respondents said that they'd much prefer to take a pill or have a cup of tea, thanks. A distant third place went to exercise, and last place went to the monthly jab with a needle. The headline really should have been, to make people exercise, threaten them with a syringe. And finally, online message board advice on medical issues is often inaccurate. After trawling through 2 years of messages on an anonymous message board about implanted cardiac defibrillators, researchers from the University of Colorado, Denver, found that the advice on offer was accurate only about 50% of the time. ICDs are tiny devices surgically implanted in the heart to electrically stop abnormal heart rhythms and keep things pumping regularly. Shockingly, non-professionals offering medical advice about ICDs online often give guidance that's controversial or simply plain wrong. Now, look, everyone here at the Science Me Now news desk knows that heart disease is no laughing matter. Take good care of yourselves and each other, people. Watch out for signs of depression, put down the cup and saucer and get some exercise, and don't listen to strangers on the internet. Get some professional advice. Seriously.